This is foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip: how do we cut ourselves from this rat race in order to be able to increase, enhance, and strengthen our ubudiyah, our service, our worship, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah? So, dear listeners, we are talking about how we are going to have to detach ourselves from this rat race, this machine race that we live in order to be able to increase, level up, and enhance our ubudiyah, our service, our worship, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. Now, dear friends, of course, we know that we live in a world which is technologically advanced, it's scientifically advanced. One of the unintended consequences of this technological advancement, of course, is that we seem to be stuck in this machine-like race. The capitalistic systems and even the communist systems, these kind of man-made economic financial systems, they are not made in order to cater to the spiritual needs and the spiritual development of a human being. The main purpose is the creation of wealth, the generation of wealth, and then the distribution of wealth. That's all that matters. If we want to put it very frankly, the only thing that is important is wealth. Now, how that wealth is generated and how that wealth is distributed, those are pretty much the differentiating factors between the capitalist economic system and the communist economic system. In neither system do we find that there is any care or any attention paid to the spiritual developmental needs of a human being. So what it has done in essence, either, and let's say both systems, what they have done in essence is to take out the spirit of a human being and just turn them into a machine which generates wealth. And then based upon that economic system, that wealth is then distributed based upon the tenets of that economic system. So the point that I'm trying to make here is that because of these man-made, non-Islamic, non-divine systems, human beings have been turned into machines. Now, we know that a machine does not have a spirit, a machine does not think, a machine is not concerned about life or death, a machine is not concerned about the hereafter, a machine is not concerned about the day of judgment. And all of these things are concerns that a human being must have if we are to spiritually develop, spiritually grow, and really be able to conduct and perform ubudiyah. And why is it important to conduct and perform ubudiyah? Well, as we have answered in many of our programs, the ultimate purpose of the creation of a human being is that very ubudiyah, that service, that worship, and that obedience to the Almighty Allah. That is the purpose. And so in this machine-like race, in this rat race, you know, that ubudiyah has been taken out, and we have just become another cog and another wheel, another part of this great non-divine system, which is only made to take advantage of every single one of us. So now we realize the utmost importance of being able to detach ourselves from that rat race and from that machine-like race that we are stuck in. How, we will answer in the next segment.
Allah, 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 Allah. IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
And now we will listen to Sheikh Zayd As-Salami, who will talk about today's topic.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. One of the things that we can see that is very frequently mentioned in the Holy Quran is the concept of taqwa. Taqwa comes from the word wiqaya, or safeguarding, and it means to fortify yourself from engaging in sin, indulging yourself in things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not deem appropriate for you as a believer, and also to make sure that you elevate your soul in becoming more pious and righteous. Taqwa means being wary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence in your life. The more you remember God, the more you will realize that you need to avoid things that He wants you to stay away from, and practice things that He wishes you to perform. And that's what taqwa is. There are so many verses in the Holy Quran that speak about taqwa. We really, really need to ponder on these verses and look into them, benefit from them. There are so many ahadith that speak about taqwa and piety. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he speaks about his nafs, and he says, the way I discipline my nafs is through taqwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And understanding that as human beings, we are embedded with understanding the difference between the right and the wrong, and realizing how we can improve our lives, become more productive human beings just by doing the goods and staying away from the bads. Not harming other people, not hurting other people, making sure that me and you are always cautious about how we behave, and making sure that we instill our lives with good spiritual conduct. Ultimately, the results, the outcome, the reward will be ours, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised heaven for those who are righteous, for those who have taqwa. A muttaqi, muttaqeen, mentioned many, many times in the Holy Quran. So taqwa basically means you habituating yourself, you disciplining yourself in refraining from forbidden acts, from prohibited acts, from haram, and observing and adhering, upholding wajib acts. If you want to add spices to those kind of things and make sure that you increase in the flavoring of your spiritual life, do some mustahabbat, avoid the makruhat, and the guarantee will be that you not only live a wonderful spiritual life here in this dunya, you will also be rewarded with the everlasting abode of Al-Firdaus. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Welcome back, dear listeners, in continuation to what we were talking about, which was this idea that we have to detach ourselves from this rat race, from this machine-like race, if we are going to be able to, and if we want to, increase and level up our ubudiyah, our service, our worship, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. Now, as we said, you know, we are stuck in this machine-like race, unfortunately, and it is only with the implementation of Islam and ultimately with the reappearance of the 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, that these non-divine systems will be replaced by a divine system. And, of course, that divine system, which is the Islamic system, caters to both the worldly, materialistic needs of a human being, but most importantly, it caters to the spiritual development and the spiritual needs and the ubudiyya of a human being. And of course, we had said in the previous programs that the present-day man-made non-divine systems, such as the capitalist system and the communist system, do not offer any kind of spiritual development, and they do not focus on ubudiyya. So we pray for the hastening of the Imam of our time so that a divine system is put into place which will take into consideration the spiritual needs of a human being and will help us to increase and enhance our ubudiyya, inshallah. But in the meantime, what do? We are in the meantime stuck in this machine-like race. We're going to have to detach ourselves, because if we don't detach ourselves, we won't be able to attach ourselves to the spiritual realm. So first and foremost, we need to take time out of our day, you know, and we need to contemplate, we need to think about our life, the Day of Judgment, you know, our relationship with the Almighty Allah, right? We're going to have to think about what we want to do with the rest of our life, what we did in our past life. We're going to have to ask for forgiveness. We're going to have to make changes in our lives, right? And all of these things will help to detach ourselves from this materialistic rat race. The other thing is we're going to have to detach ourselves from materialism. If we're constantly going after a new pair of shoes or a new electronic device or an updated electronic device, or if we're constantly, you know, engrossed in movies and movie stars and music and, you know, music stars, and if we fashion, for example, or if we are constantly trying to, you know, make more and more wealth, right? All of these things are going to detach us more and more to this machine-like race. And this machine-like race, of course, is going to detach ourselves from our ubudiyya. So we need to stop thinking about these things. We need to stop caring about these kind of very petty and materialistic aspects, this fame and glamour and power, right? Or, for example, the jealousy that comes from wanting to have something that you don't have. When it comes to a materialistic aspect, we're going to have to detach ourselves from these things so that we are able to attach ourselves to things that are more important, such as our relationship with the Almighty Allah, such as how we are helping each other, how we are benefiting one another as humanity or as Muslims. You know, how we are making this world a better place. These are the things that we are going to have to not only think about, but act upon. And of course, we're going to have to, you know, actively try to detach ourselves from these things. Realize that the purpose of our life is not, you know, the next movie that's going to come out, or the next TV serial, or the next music album, or the next pair of shoes, or the next, you know, updated version of an electronic device, or some kind of a video game. These are not the purpose of our lives, and these are not things that our attention and our heart and our spirit should be devoted to. You know, when you realize that, you will automatically start to see these things in a very petty view, like, you'll realize that these things are of no value, right? And what is of value? You know, the hereafter. How do you acquire the hereafter? What do you do in order to make your hereafter better, which is the eternal abode, right? And so, for example, to answer very quickly before we end, right? How do you help people progress spiritually? How do you nurture a holy and a righteous family? How do you spiritually develop yourself to become a better human being, a purer human being? You know, how do we turn society and how do we make society into that utopian society based upon the teachings of the infallibles, alayhim assalam, based upon the teachings of the Holy Quran, based upon the teachings of the Almighty Allah? How do we turn society into that Islamic society? How do we turn our family into an Islamic family? How do we turn our community into an Islamic community? How do we turn ourselves into an Islamic human being? When we think about these things and we try to work and strive towards these things, of course, not only will we detach ourselves from this rat race and this machine-like race, but we will also attach ourselves to ubudiyya, to the service, the worship, and the obedience to the Almighty Allah.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.